position. Now, since problems start in the mind of men and women, therefore, problem can be solved also in the minds of people. My job, which I'm trying my best to organize the people, is trying to enlighten them that they should join the union. Because the union is fighting to win a better wage and working conditions. We Filipinos, Mexicans, Arabians, blacks, in any colors working in the field, who want to join the union, because the union is not composed entirely to the will of the individual we would like to improve himself. Now, when we started that strike, the grower tried to threaten the people, meaning to say, they tried to close the water, they tried to close the light, they tried to close the bedroom where I sleep, and they want me to sleep outside. Well, is that democracy? You have a picture in there. I don't know, Johnson, but look at your picture in there because you have your own knowledge there. So, weeks on and on, we stopped all those people working in the field mines. We have a meeting, we call a general meeting of all the workers in the Filipino community hall. And the hall was all of people, you know. And we try to explain to them why we have a strike. And we try to tell them that the time is here, and the time is now to act and together so that we can reach our goal. Well, time goes on. Some have responsibilities. They have their house to pay. They have cars. And they cannot afford. They go back to work in the field. And that's a tough job. Now what we do, we put a picket line. Let's take a show of duty to field. The people are working right there. And we try to convince them to join this union. Day after day. Day and day out. Some of them come out, most of them doesn't. Now, what is the solution of this problem? To convince the people to join the union? Well, we have that one key, and that's the Vulcan. We put a boycott in every section of the country, and 16 this year. Students, preachers, guys came from the school. We tried to convince them and join the boycott. And some of them came. That's why the boycott is successful. Because we cannot get all of these people working in the field. Some we have the grace, but that's the toughest job. We let them work. And our weapon is good. And it's still our weapon today. Now, I go to the field as an organizer. Now that we, the growers, sign the contract, let's assume that these people here are the workers. I go there to the field and check them, whether they are paying the dues, whether or not the growers got some clean water up there, whether they clean the restroom in there. And when they have the problems, we build a RANS committee in which we call a RANS nation. When they have we have a problem, they call the steward to talk to the supervisor of the field and settle the problem. And then if they cannot settle that problem, they have the three grievance committees. And you are the one who will contact the over to help settle the problem in the office. And then if you cannot settle the problems in there, the growers want to be to face the arbitration, then you can go to the arbitration. That's the problem today. That's the circumstance. Now, you have that picture in your mind. My experience is to go and talk to the people. That is my practical education. I call it practical education. Because I learned my education talking to the people. Try to solve the problem with the supervisor, the growers. That's my job. And that's a hard job for me. There are some educated people down there that can do the job, but they don't want to get involved. They don't want to participate. I don't know why, but I try to participate because I see that they are putting us down. Before we started this strike, we only asked 20 cents more. Plus 25 cents a box, $1.40 an hour, plus 25 cents a box. And you know what the answer of the grower? They cannot afford. But to tell you today, the growers are paying almost triple. Which line? You can picture in the first line. So, the workers work maybe for 8 hours. 8 hours they work now, sometime 9. The growers will contribute for the 10 cents every hour the workers working there for their medical benefits. For the workers. And then we have 2 cents in every box that the workers produce. That is goes to the economic development. That's the point. You want to build a building for the workers when they get old, for education, co-op and something like that. So that is the picture of the movement of the farm workers in the land. We started there in the land. But today, I'll tell you, that Florida, the Coca-Cola, 12,000 miles and miles away from here, by the contract, farm workers. United farm workers today. Before it was called the United Farm Workers Organizing Committee. But today, we call it the United Farm Workers. That's why when we try to pull out the FL-CIO, that's why we name it the United Farm Workers. Mr. Peter Nash, which was appointed by President Nixon to be the Consul General of the National Labor Relations Board, tried to stop and change the decision of the boycott. That's why 2 weeks ago, in every Republican headquarters, he tried to picket it. He picketed prisoners. The headquarters in there, maybe 1,000 people in there at that time, last week, 2 weeks ago. From there, we went to Baisalya and picketed Matthias and Romney. Then again, we went to picket Mr. Nixon down there in Los Angeles, 2,000 people in there. So you can see the picture in there, that the pressure, action together of the people that will make a strong nation and that will make a strong organization, a strong union. That is my spirit only. As I see things, I talk to the people. How this organization build up, we try to organize them in their houses. We try to call them a meeting like this in the 40 acres, where it is unbelievable in the mind of the public or in the mind of the, especially in the mind of the growers, that we can build a building. But today, brothers and sisters, if you get a chance, maybe you can visit the 40 acres, United Farm Workers in Milano. And you can see the building, the 40 acres. We have our membership department in there. We have our credit union in there. We have our dispatching department in there. We dispatch people in there. And also, we have our clinic again. We have 4 doctors right now. And that is unbelievable in the mind of the public. But today, it is materialized. Who made all those efforts and sacrifices? The united spirit of the people went together. And perhaps some of these days, maybe we are going again to build that retirement village for the old people. 65 that they cannot work. And the city of Milano, some of the officers in there tried to block that program that we are trying to build. But they cannot stop the people when the people unite together. That's one thing I believe. Because Brother Philip, myself, and the Filipino director, we went up there in Bakersfield in the PEM, those people who are against to build the building. And I told them, 10 years from now, or 15 years from now, these 65 people, you want to tell me that they are going to sleep on the sidewalk? That's fine. The sidewalk. You look at me. I have been in Milano for 25 years. And you mean to tell me I did not build this Milano? Everything I use, from my shoes till to my hat, I bought it. And they tried to tell me that I am not healthy to have to build it up. We people, the poor people, Mexicans, Filipinos, black, or what are you? We also believe in social progress. We should also believe in a high standard of living. We also believe in a better understanding of all the people, so that we can unite together and make a stronger than brothers and sisters. That's what our aim is. So that our children also can come to college and learn a better education. Not like me. No, I just only learn my education by going and talk to the people, by an experience. Works maybe a little bit. I have done my little bit. I thought, I guess, that's what I think. And that is the picture of the farm workers today. We are moving slowly, but gradually. And perhaps in the future, we are looking forward to a better future. That's the Thank you.